This is CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
The Custer Radio Show.
Yeah, that's me.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Hello, people. Did you hear me? No, no. If you didn't, hello. La, 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 la. It's the Casper, and we're live.
This is live. This is live, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a podcast. I'm so sorry that I had to leave you the previous weeks, but it was duty calling, and duty just doesn't want to shut up. And every time, Casper, yeah, it's duty. Stop calling. And you, Gaff? Have you had duty calling?
And me too. Like, I've been following you. I've been following you. Like, I've been following you like, what? Like I'm your biggest fan, like on social media.
A stalker.
Because you are like just like all over the place, and I love what you do on that countdown vibe that you've got going on Instagram, and I want to hear all about it.
Oh, it's the show.
What show?
Well, you know what, hey? Things work out for a reason. Things work out for a reason, Gavin. So, I did a show at Silver Star because we've explained that. I felt ants in my pants, and I thought, I must do some shows now. Because why would you sit on your laurels when you got laurels?
Exactly.
You know, and I will continue painting, I'll continue doing the radio show and movies or what the fuck, but I want to do a live show again. And so there was a cancellation of an Afrikaans season at the Monte Cassino Studio, and they came to me and said,
oh, wow.
Have you got something? I said,
of course you've got something.
I said, yeah, I just did a show at Silver Star. I'm ready, Freddy. So I tweaked it a little bit. I built in an interval. Mm. I've brought in all the characters now because only on the Silver Star show, yeah, we only had Blartsy and Amontal in Umkali. But now we got the whole shebang, and we got an interval in the show, and the dogs are in the show.
Amazing.
It's going to be so, I'm looking forward. I want to do it now.
When is the show?
Next week, Thursday only, and I want to do it now. So from next week, Thursday, the 27th, in the year of our Lord, 2016, October. And then it goes on and on and on for a couple of weeks. People can book a comfy ticket. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen? Gavin and I have got a wonderful news about next week's Casper Radio show, because there will be one. There will be one. I'll open on Thursday the 27th.
Woohoo!
I'll be on a high,
mm-hmm,
but then I'll come in for the radio show because I can. And
we're going to have lots of monsters, really, that morning.
Yes, but it's not going to be from here. It's going to be from the
Sex Bowl.
Yay! Sex Bowl.
That's right. So
we're going to do it from the Sex Bowl. So, Gavin, if you can walk around for us next week and just look at people you can bring in to talk to.
Yes. What kind of people? Are you looking for, like, the shy ones? Are you looking for the voluptuous ones?
Voluptuous, like the slutty ones? No, no, no.
All of the above?
Slutty. We've had enough of prude.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm slutty.
Because you know how they walk. Like, I've seldom missed a sexpo, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I do? So I'm obsessed with the perfumes, because they've got, like, perfume stands there.
Really?
So I know it's about sex.
So what does
stripping.
It smell like, then?
It smells cock, but it's proper, like, David Beckham vibes and things like that. And so what they do is they ask two small stages of, like, mm-hmm, perfume.
Mm-hmm.
They queue for days to stand and get this, like, perfumes at I'm talking four perfumes.
Is it a perfume that's making you lusty or what?
No, they're
horny.
Comstag. Yeah.
And how much is it?
It's like, so they start off with like $600 and then they bring it down. So now remember, Sexpo is over like 3 days, right? So you would get like on a Friday, it's a certain amount, and then they lessen it on Sunday.
Then you'd move in.
A Sunday afternoon.
They pay you to take it. Oh, fantastic.
It is like absolutely amazing. There are so many awesome things.
Do you want 500 mils of Lusty Devil? And the Thorny Rose? Yeah, how much? Two rand, please. Just get the cock out of our hands.
And the thing is, and you also, if you look very carefully, you'll see a lot of well-known faces on both, like from the Afrikaans as well as the English sort of celebrity entertainment industry.
Well, what are they doing there?
They just like, they're
buying,
walking.
Buying toys.
Yeah, but they just like avoid eye contact with everybody. So they just walk. And when you see them at like a certain, like, because Sexpo's got two sections. And so the one section is like where the shows are happening and things like that, like the main stage. And then the other section is like all the small stalls and things like perfume I was telling you about now. And there, then you see them with all the bags, like clutching like a bag of some sort.
And in that bag.
And in that
something.
Bag. So basically, so I cleaned out my drawer. I've got a special like Sexpo drawer at my house, right? Yes. So I cleaned it out because I'm just like, you know, I'm like, it's time for replenishment. So that's not so good to start.
So are we going to get free gifts?
We are going to get. They give you DVDs.
No. I'm like toys.
Yeah, they give you toys. But the last time I got a toy, it was just like, you see the size of this pen that I've got in my hand.
Oh, Jesus,
so it's like a plastic penis sort of thing.
Mm.
And plastic, like plastic.
No,
like, you know,
that's a bit
dildos
cheap,
aren't supposed to, like, you know, it's gonna hurt someone.
It's gonna be sore.
Exactly. I can't believe I'm having this conversation. But anyway, so that, and then you get like tablets. I had
maybe
tablets.
That's why they're walking strangely there at Sexpo. Because they tried the plastic penises.
And you get tablets. So what the manufacturers are also doing, the developers, business people, whatever. Like when we walked out of Sexpo last year, there was a guy in a boot. En hy het 'n klomp room gehad daarso.
A guy in a boot.
Hy staan voor sy boot. Maar 'n proper Mercedes Benz.
Like a puss in boots.
Yes. En nie boot nie, soos 'n boot van sy Mercedes Benz.
Oh.
And there were boxes and boxes, and he was giving away like roompies. Roompies wat jy
aansit. I love Sexpo already, never been there. Ladies and gentlemen, listeners, we're going to be at Sexpo next week.
Woohoo!
Yeah, I don't think you can contact us then, but you can contact us now already. I want to see, I can access Twitter, the Cosper Radio Show. I can access WeChat. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. I want to tell you something, Gavin. I have been on Jacaranda with the Leon van Heerden. You know?
I saw the pictures.
Well, I got an 8-track I want to play you. It was quite funny because he said, what must I play again?
The 8-track song.
No. I must play a lady or something. But it was very early, so I couldn't get an high
register. A character.
A character. Yeah, and amazed. Then fake it as if it's not me. But you can hear it's me. Because I got, in the morning, I can't talk like this yet. So I was talking like this. But it was quite funny. So let me just find it. I'll play you that. Then I will go open up the WeChat and drink my Monster, which you brought. Thank you so much for my Monster, Gavin.
It's my pleasure, sir.
And here was that thing.
So we've had this crazy woman that has been phoning the entire morning want to speak to me. And then, of course, the really crazy ones actually come to the studio. So that's the guest I was talking about earlier. They told her, listen, lady, if you want to, you come in, come in. He keeps on wanting to talk to me this morning. So she actually arrived. Daar staan die nou by die deur. Kom maar in, dame. Kom maar in, Tannie. Ja, nee, ons het gehoor, jy wil die heel oggend met my praat, ene van 'n rede. Kom maar in, kom sit, wat is, môre?
Baie dankie.
Kom sit asseblief. Wat is dit?
Wat het jy gesê?
Ja. Hulle het gesê jy het al die hele oggend gebel. Wat is dit? Wat wil jy? Ek wil nie onbeskof wees nie, maar wat is dit?
Nee, ek wil nie onbeskof wees nie, Rian. Maar dis my lekker om hier te wees, want jy weet, ek het iets op my hart wat ek altyd gehad het toe Books nog een lewe het, en ek het vir hom gesê, wat Books, wat daarvan as ons op een stadium, miskien na by Ouar Tambo, een type van een museum maak, waar ons hulde blyk bring aan die, vooral die eetgewoonte van die Afrikaner. Maar vir die Afrikaner, nou ek praat nou van die wit Afrikaner.
Wat is dit nou?
En dan het ons nou 31 Oktober by Jukske Park, is die groot die welsyn, waar ek graag wil hê dat as mense goed is met houtwerk of skuimwerk of styrofoam, dat hulle, excuse toch, sê ek iets? Skuimwerk, dat hulle dan dit maak, die souterkie, die koeksister, alles gemaakt in een type van materiaal wat net echt is in Suid-Afrika. En dan het ons die eetmuseum.
Okay, wacht so'n bietjie. Jy wil hê, mense moet uit styrofoam uit.
Of hout. Of hout.
Voorbeelde. Of hout. Voorbeelde maak van Afrikaner disse.
Perkies.
Van Afrika, soos koeksisters en so goed. Jy wil hê, mense moet dit maak.
Hertsogies, kan jy lekker maak met houtspeeksels.
Speeksels, bedoel skaafsels, seker.
Ja, skaafsels.
Dame, is jy regwys? Jy kom in een levendige atelier in, met sikke absolute stront, wat jy...
Ek het die man Willem gebel.
Ja, die vervaardiger. Ja. Jy het al die hele ochend om vir my te kom sê, jy wil hê mense moet uit styrofoam uit hertsoggies en koeksisters maak vir julle museum.
31 Oktober by Jukske Park. En as ons jou dan kies, dan sal jou maaksel. En jy kan, daar is soveel Afrikaanse disse, maar ons soek net die wit disse.
Wat is dit?
Net die wit mense se Afrikaanse disse.
Asseblief. So wat as mense...
Wat is jou naam, dame?
Sandra. As die mense nou van die liggawe kom, dan kan hulle miskien direct deur... Ons probeer dat hulle direct deur die exit, dan is die eetmuseum daar. En ek het dat die grond is gekoop. Nou met 31 Oktober, as die mense inkom, verkoop ons ook die regte ding. Dat is ook een competitie waar mense geblinddoek word omdat hy die hout...
Yes.
Die hout hertsog geëet en die rechte hout.
En dan moet die hout een eet en die rechte een en dan ook sê wat die een is die ware Jakob.
Ja, dis R25 per persoon per proe en met daar geld bou ons aan die eetmuseum.
Dame, ek asseblief, Santi, wat ek al jou naam is, jy mors mos nou waardevolle lichtheid hier.
Willem is so iets
ek denk,
Willem was baar gaaf.
Jy maak dit so
easy. Het gesê dat ek kan inkom.
Nee, jy moet gaan. Ek is jammer, maar ek gooi nie gereeld mense uit die atelier uit nie, maar jy is nou bezig om kostbare ligtheid hier te vermors.
Dis jacaranda.
Ja, dit is
jacaranda.
Ja, jy moet loop. Ja, jy asseblief. Jy mors nou tyd.
Buks?
Nee, Buks is stupid. Dames en heren, Kasper de Vries.
That was funny, eh? Sees toch? See weer?
That was hilarious.
Hilari, eh?
That was H-I-larious.
Oh my goodness. Anyway, I got a package here, which I am going to open.
Ja, wat is dit?
Ek weet nie.
Dit plaam al die hele tyd.
Kijk, vanmorgen vroeg, ne, toe is ek al hier, want ek was op Gareth's show om my eie show te plug.
En ek was so senuweeagtig dat ek nie gaan slaap nie, dat ek 3 slaappille gedrink het. So ek was heeltemal de mekaar vanmorgen toe ek opstaan.
Oh my goodness.
Ja, I slurred.
Oh,
but then I was okay when I arrived here, because then I had coffee and everything. But then they gave me this package and said you can only open it on air.
Oh my goodness.
Oh God.
What?
So maar, dis net die air conditioning. Okay, I thought it's my monster.
I can't even guess like what it is, because it doesn't look like a...
They say...
Dit is a plat box type ding.
Casper must open it on air.
Okay, Casper's opening it on air. He's breaking the thing.
So it lyk soos 'n A4, né?
Ja.
Groter, maar dis...
Oh my God. I think...
What?
I think it's a frame.
A what?
I think it's a frame of some sort.
Maybe it's from the police. Maybe they framed me.
Okay, now there's bubble wrap. So now we've taken off the courier service things, and now there's bubble wrap.
This is... It's like Christmas. Overstrand.
Wat sien jy? Say for ons.
Hallo, Casper. Oh, okay.
Oh, that's a message.
Okay.
Okay, he's still opening it up.
Hallo, Casper. Ek is 'n Moorse fan. Dankie. Ek is ook Overstrand Astrology. O, God. En ek spesialiseer in pet astrology. So that they read the stars for the pets. The moon. What do you call it? The stars, ja.
God, ek weet nie.
Voorspelling. Stervoorspelling.
Ja, ja, ja.
As 'n gereelde luisteraar van jou show, dankie Karin, het ek al baie van jou honde gehoor en ek het besluit om hulle charge vir jou te doen as 'n prezie. Their star sign kak. Ons het 'n gesamentlike vriend Justic. Oh, Justic. Remember? He does the cartoons. He never drew you. Justic.
Oh, that guy. Yes, he drew me. He drew me.
On
Twitter. He posted the things on. Oh, wow. Okay, what does that mean? It sounds amazing, but what does that mean? Kan hy 'n lesing doen vir jou honde? Vir Alfrida en vir Vincent?
Karin. Groete uit Onrus, Karin. Overstrand Astrology.
Oh, wow.
Overstrand. So it's an Overstrand. Okay, well, let me see.
Open.
It's open. Pity my dogs aren't here, so I can...
Yeah, that would have been excited. There's a big sticker that says fragile, so you must mooi werk daar.
Yeah, ek wil nou nie die goed opfok vir die arme honde nie.
Mm.
Well, while I'm opening it, I just want to tell you that yesterday, I haven't seen it yet, don't tell me anything, but Fox in America had the Rocky Horror Picture Show at last on television, and the soundtrack is out, so I'm going to play bits of the soundtrack now while we listen to that and see if it's good or bad, and we're going to see what the pet astrology is about.
Michael Rennie was scared of the day the earth stood still, but he told us where we stand. And Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear.
So that was the big...
Clyde Rains was the invisible man. Then something went wrong. Or Ferrari could come. Then got Carol Son of a Jam. Then out of deadly pace, it came from outer space. And this is how the message read.
Science fiction. Sample sterre voorspel. Science fiction. Okay, let me slow it a bit down here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether this will play on Mnet. I'm sure they're going to play it, the Rocky Horror Picture Show. It's got lots of famous people in it. Okay, Alfreda de Vries. Okay, let's listen. Do you sometimes get the feeling someone's watching you? Someone is. It's Alfreda. Oh, do I? Oh, so she's telling me my stars through Alfreda. She's reading your mind. When you say, ek gaan net gaan winkel toe, ek is nou terug, she knows you're off to a fabulous lunch, you lying bastard. True. True, I always say, papa's nou terug, hoor. Hy gaan iets horribles doen, meanwhile. And they know. And although she's not a lady who forgives easily, she forgives you. She does. Because no one in the universe loves you as much as Alfreda does.
Aww. Oh my goodness, that's amazing.
Okay, and then Love runs so deep and wide and strong that she will not hesitate for 1 second to offer up herself to protect you. No, she wouldn't. That's Kent. That's Kent. Elfrieda will go lie on the couch and take pictures. She will protect you from pigeons, shadows, and a piece of biltong you shouldn't eat. Oh. Scorpio dogs tend to put on weight in the middle age. Well, she's still quite fit, eh? And they can manipulate a cat.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to health issues, can you read for me? When it comes to health issues, there.
Okay, I must just read the health issues.
Yeah, when it comes to health, just go on.
Now I must look for it. By the hell. Okay, when it comes to health issues, the secret places, genitals, and
what?
Excretory system.
Are you making this up?
At the risk. Nee, God, die goed staan nie so.
Yes, yes.
Elfrieda Pop probably tolerates most of your friends because, dear Lord, these humans are silly. And there may even be one she really likes, but her loyalties will always be yours alone. Is she intuitive? Is she?
Yes.
Okay, she's very intuitive. She should be ambling along and suddenly she reacts badly when you pass a certain person. It might be Pastor Stephen Anderson who managed to sneak into the country after all.
That is still Kent. Kent is more like that. Elfrieda will trust any fucking one.
And she can even spot a lunatic and a con man at 50 paces.
No, that's Kent.
Oh, is it? Is dit nou haar geboortedag?
Mm.
So sy's 'n skorpioen.
Skorpioen.
Oh Lord. This girl may harbor a jealous streak. Is hy jaloers?
Kent is jealous.
But Scorpios are very good at hiding their feelings.
Maybe that's what she's doing.
Mm. I'm married to a Scorpio. I know we're talking about dogs, but I'm married to a Scorpio. Very apt. But anyway, just make sure that you tell her you love her very, very, very much every day, Casper.
Okay.
And don't let her hear you tell someone else how gorgeous their dog is.
Oh, no, I will never.
She may pee on your bed.
Yes.
And make you believe it was Kent.
You see, because she did. The one night she shat in the theater just to spite me.
Oh, Lord have mercy. And then the last part is, just remember, she trusts you with her whole being. And your bond will never be broken as long as she lives. How lucky you are to spend your life with such a faithful and adoring companion.
If you don't know what the fuck's going on, we are playing the Rocky Horror Picture Show soundtrack, which debuted last night on Fox Channel while reading my dog's star signs. So it doesn't really make sense. But touch me, and then yes, Kent de Vries. So let's see what else can I play from this Fox. Just wait a minute. Mama. Who sang this? I'm a wild and an untamed thing. Wait. This is now the sweet transvestite, but it's a girl that plays it in the Fox version.
How do I see you've met my faithful handyman? He's just a little brought down because we do not. He thought we were the Candyman. Don't get strung out by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover.
I think one must see her rather than hear her because it sounds a bit strange. Okay, so what's Kent's start?
I'm bad with musicals, but I remember that song. Wow.
Well, that makes you fucking very stupid, because this is like a basic song.
Oh, is it? Okay, I'll wow you one day. One day,
please,
Casper.
Please.
Wow, so Gindefries is actually... She's... This is weird.
He's Aries.
Oh, he. Okay, so... Helfrida is a she.
Yeah.
She's a scorpion.
Yes.
My husband is a he and he's a scorpion.
Okay.
Kent is a she.
He.
He. And he's an Aries. And yeah. I'm a he and I'm a Aries.
You're Aries.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's applicable to you and Kent. Let's hear.
Okay. Applicable to me and Alvina. Oh, yeah. I get what you mean.
You know what I mean?
So Kent is an action man, Aries, and patience is not his thing.
No.
When he rushes... Wow. When he rushes in, fools eat his dust, which can mean he gets himself in trouble when he is left to his own devices.
Yeah.
Ken believes he's top dog. Whether you and Helfrida agrees or not, doesn't matter in the slightest.
True.
But in his head, he's number one. Show me love, bitches. Kent is wildly optimistic and he believes he can do anything.
Yes.
This guy could walk a tightrope or face Donald Trump's hair with enthusiasm. Bravery is his middle name. He may not always seek out affection. Don't mollycoddle me, goddammit, vibes.
Okay, are you like that?
But,
you like affection?
I do. Yeah, I do, you know. But I'm also like very proud of myself.
I know, but you don't. I'm sitting here with my hand in your crotch, and you don't know.
But catch him when he's tired or feeling out of sorts, and he becomes a snuggly puppy. Does he?
No.
Okay. If he puts on a little extra weight from all the treats, Helfrida manages to coach out of
him. Yeah, he does.
It won't sit well with him. Aries dogs are very conscious of their body image, and as top dog, he has to look the part. Aries rules the head, so that is Ken's injury prone zones. Watch out for gum disease. Watch out for gum disease.
He's got good gums.
Mm.
Mm. I just about the brave thing. Helfrida's the brave one. So if I walk a tightrope, Helfrida will walk the tightrope. Kent would watch it and then walk the tightrope. So he's not that brave to just do it. He first wants to see someone else like Helfrida do it.
Okay. Are you sure Kent was born in April?
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay.
Oh, this is Adam Lambert. He's playing the Meatloaf part. This show is for very intelligent people because we are multitasking. We are on the one side of the brain going for the Rocky Horror Picture Show on Fox, and on the other side of the brain we're doing dog's astrology. Go on.
This guy does not seem to like to be confined.
No.
As the world is his oyster and it needs to be explored.
True.
So when you hold him back in any way, be it with a leash or fences, he may not always tell you, but he does not like it one bit, Casper.
Okay.
And then the last bit about Ken's astrology is that Ken's love is exuberant and demonstrative, and he will keep you on your toes and laughing at his antics till it's time to cross that rainbow bridge. Ken wants a red color.
He wants red.
Ken wants a red collar.
Oh, he's got a blue one. Okay, I'll remember that. He will look nice and red. I will, they're in my show as well, so I'll get him a red collar for the show. Does she say he needs a red collar?
He wants a red collar.
I'll buy him a red collar for the show.
Die doggie geest is ek van gesê, hy is ook a red collar so.
Okay, now we're back to Adam Lambert. Guitar solos are the most useless things on the universe. What the fuck? Sing or shut up. Gavin, do you know Caroline Stain?
I do. She's lovely. She is a socialite, and she is the brainchild behind the 67 blankets for Madiba Drive. It's very amazing. And you know, did you know that they are in the book of records for
the Bible?
For the Guinness Book of Records. Die grootste blanket aan mekaar geskryf. Ja, ja, that word.
Mm. Okay, nou, dis 'n mooi Afrikaans woord, nou. And is she rich? Because we need sponsors for Concert Story.
So she's married to Doe Steyn, who owns Steyn City.
Is he rich?
He's very rich. Yeah. And also he owns Saxon. But she's a, you know, she's an actress. She was on Generations.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So does she likes entertainment then?
She loves entertainment. She's absolutely amazing. And she was also very instrumental in sort of reviving the theatre on the square at Nelson Mandela Square.
Oh, bless her.
Yeah, she like made possible like a nice sponsor for that theatre to keep it alive. So I absolutely love Carolyn. I absolutely love her.
Well, you must speak to her a bit because you know that iFix became WeFix. iFix, excuse me, it actually really became WeFix.
Oh, is it? Yeah. I thought you were joking.
No! It really became WeFix. And I think one of the reasons would be because there's a new streaming service coming, really, to South Africa called iFlix. So maybe iFix thought we become WeFix.
Ah.
Anyway, but they don't sponsor us anymore.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That's a bit... That's a bit...
Caroline Stain.
So, I'll have a chat with her.
Caroline, we need this consistory thing to continue. And we don't have money.
Caroline, did you hear that?
Please, we are unconventional theatre. What are we? Theatre of the mind, the radio. And we need sponsors for consistory.
We should invite her to come on the show.
Okay, let's do that. But it'll be a clean show then.
It'll be a clean show.
We'll sober it up. We'll lie.
Yeah.
We'll don't say any bad words. We'll take Tumi's thing out at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like religion, fuck off. That stuff we'll take out.
And also, she's besties with Michael DePina.
Oh, I know him. Vodacom.
Mm. Yeah. The Yebogogo guy.
Maybe we should get them together.
Yeah. Because you know they've got a radio show together.
No, where?
On Radio Today. It's a regional radio station.
Not original, regional.
Regional.
Okay. Regional. So maybe, listeners, what we'll do is when we have Michael DePina and Caroline Stain on the show, we chat like a storm. Like,
yes.
Consistory, it's the best. Oh, my God. Please let it continue. I'll inform you a week before so that we have this coming in. And Caroline, we love your blankets and all that.
Yes. Must also in a hashtag. Like,
oh, hashtag.
Consistory must not fall or something.
Yeah, it must not fall.
Yes.
Blankets must be made. Con must rise.
Other hashtags.
Yeah. Well, it's a time warp. Sarita, for your message. I saw Sarita the other night. I must tell you some gossip. We had the premiere of Snarks Genoeg, the movie.
I was going to ask you about that movie.
Yes.
When is the premiere?
It was.
You had?
We had it.
Lord, who was it in the car? What the hell?
I don't know. It's there's a whole power struggle between the producers and Johannesburg. I don't know what's going on. But then at the premiere, I heard that Stakinico or the distributors are now stopping the movie. They're not going to release it.
No.
And so we all cocked in our brooks there and then, because there's another movie coming. Look, Snarks Genoeg is about jokes, especially the Koos van der Merwe kind of jokes that people tell. Now there's another movie coming out with Rob van Vieren and Lo Steyn.
Also Afrikaans.
Ach, Loosteen. Doofenter. Loofenter. About Koos van der Merwe.
Yeah.
So that's going to fuck up our movie. Why did they do that? So now apparently what I have heard is that the movie will now be released on December 30, before the other Koos van der Merwe movie. It is not everyone's cup of tea, the Snaaks Genoeg movie. It's a dark, strange, art house comedy. But it is something you've never seen in Afrikaans before. It's not faultless, but I had intelligent friends coming. They didn't know what the fuck was going on in the movie. They didn't know the story. So they watched, and afterwards it's exactly what they did not expect. It's not Afrikaans, it's not Schuster, it's not drama. It's in between. You laugh. It's a laugh thriller. It's a comedy horror, something like that. And it's quite interesting.
I saw a clip somewhere, I don't know where, but I just saw a clip of you like in a car,
yes,
driving. Lord.
Yes. You know, and even for me, so watching, I forget that I can't drive. So
exactly.
Good was I driving. I thought, look at that guy driving. Oh God, it's me. I can't drive.
But,
and I did.
Eh? But it took me, shoo. This studio is very sensitive. It took me back to a time when last year or sometime after you shot the movie, you were going on about they taught you how to drive. So it was amazing to see it actually like on screen.
Yeah.
You know, in relation to something that you told us in studio.
But a lot of times I sort of talk to the camera in the car and then you forget that I'm actually really driving with the cameraman wetting himself because I'm really driving and I could drive off the road, you know, any moment.
Was it automatic?
Yeah, luckily.
Luckily.
And I loved it. I wanted a car after that. Anyway, Snaaks Genoeg.
So it's premiering 13th, 1-3 December.
No, 30th.
30th of December.
Yeah, what?
Exactly.
No one. So I want people to please, I ask you, I beg of you, tweet Stakinico at Instagram and Twitter and say, we want Snaaks Genoeg, release it now. Why aren't you releasing Snaaks Genoeg? We have been waiting for this. You've been saying for months it's the 28th of October. What the flip is going on?
Apply pressure. But we release a movie in the helfte van a season, like holiday season.
But how are they to decide the movie is not going to make money? Because that's their reason. Well, fuck that. Release it.
No,
it is not meant for everyone. It is a cult movie. It will really do well. It will win at art festivals overseas, I'm sure, because it's like there's an undercurrent running through the movie, which is subtle subtext, which is great. So when the guy moans, for instance, Toby Cronier moans about the fact that people always make jokes about him and his chin,
because
we all play versions of ourselves. Then it is a universal problem of people being bullied and joked with. And is that funny? Is that good? If stand-up comedians go on stage and they make fun of someone's looks, is that funny or not?
Yeah.
Those questions are being asked, you know?
So it is a funny movie, but also there's like serious subtext there as well.
Yes, you laugh, but you think.
So it's you, it's Toby, it's Charlene,
Sandra Prinsloo, Toby Cronier, Barry.
Sandra Prinsloo?
Yeah.
Can she be funny?
Yeah, she's very funny in this movie.
She's my fave.
Yeah, she's fantastic. Barry Hilton, Jason Goliath, Solly Philander, Kurt Schoenrat. That's off the top of my head I can think of.
Wow.
Very good.
We're looking forward.
Yeah. So pressure, people, pressure.
Mm.
Okay, Jane. Is Jane here? Jane. You know we got Jane Mumujachi. Oh, you weren't here last week, eh?
Mm-mm.
We were doing a competition about how do you spell Mujachi. Hi, Jane. Come in, my darling. Jane works here at Cliff Central. Is that mic on, you think?
Yes.
Well, Valesa, check for us.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
No, man.
No, man, that's mic 3.
Oh.
There you go.
1, 2, 3. That's mic 3.
Hello, Jane.
Ooh. Yes.
I always wanted to welcome you to the show.
Sure. Yeah. Nice to be here today, Kaspar. Let me just grab my seat nicely.
Jane. Now, you are really Mujachi.
Yes, my name is Mujachi.
Aren't you an announcer or a DJ on this station or at Touch? No.
No.
Because you should. Do you want to join the Casper radio show now and then?
Yes, I like to do that.
That'll be nice, eh?
That will be nice, Casper, to see your face every day. Especially this morning, me and you take that peek. I like the peek very well.
What pick? What pick is the
one? Oh, you didn't see the pick?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
We did a,
I just make a move.
Smack pick.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Uh-huh. Pick. But Jane, you and I have done a sketch long ago where you were ANC Women's League and I was... remember?
I remember.
Yeah.
Oh, you still remember.
I still.
High five
I
for
stew.
That. High five.
High five.
High five.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, so what would we make you announcer of for the show? What would be your category?
My category here is just to be me.
But on the show?
On the show with you.
What are we going to talk about? Culture, sports?
Actually, let's talk about culture.
Okay.
Because our culture is different.
That's what I like.
Yes.
That we must talk about.
Because you are white and black.
And he's what?
Oh, colored.
Colored. It's C-A-L-A-D.
Coloured. Yes, it's what we call it.
So Jane, what language were you born with?
I'm Pedi. Actually, my mom, she's still Tonga. Yes.
Let me just shut Rocky Horror up here.
Oh, you're making a noise. Please just shut down.
Tell us about the Pedi people.
The Pedi people is those people who believe
like Pedis and Manis and things.
No, coloured.
Are you telling me actually? You asking me the question?
Yes, it was a question.
Oh, it was not a question. You're telling me, by the way.
It was a silent question, Mark.
Oh, silent question.
Yeah,
can you ask me the question again?
Do you like pedis?
Actually, what are you talking about, men or? Oh, I'm dating a vendor, actually. But vendor is like, you know, vendor language is so difficult.
Why?
Most of the people, they can't speak vendor.
Even the vendors?
Vendor people, you know, most of the people they say vendor, the ugliest people in the world.
That's not nice.
The true. Ugliest language of people.
No, people.
Really?
They're so ugly.
Where do vendors come from? Transkei?
No, next to Zimbabwe, actually.
Oh, there.
What?
Yes, it's Limpopo, by the way.
Oh, wow.
But can you speak vendor?
Yes, I can.
One sentence?
Macheroni.
Fuck me.
Fuck you, Macheroni.
Fuck you, Macheroni.
Macheroni is just to say morning. Still morning, eh? What time is it? Let me see.
It's nearly afternoon.
No, Macheroni. Yes.
Macheroni,
yes.
Is it that good morning?
Bovuani, Bukaspa.
Huh?
Bovuani, Bukaspa.
Uhande.
Macheroni, Jane.
Macheroni, Bukaspa. Saying that you are a man. There's difference between men and women, actually. Yes, in vendor language.
Why do they make it so difficult?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Men, they're supposed to say nda. And when you say ah, you have to sleep on the floor to say ah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Ah.
You just do your hands like this and sleep on the floor.
Ah.
The culture is so difficult. Yes.
But that's vendor.
That's why most of the people, they ask me, why did I date vendor? Mm. Because vendor people, they can't marry other cultures.
Are they that?
I think so, because that's why it's take like, we've been dating for 13 years. He haven't even paid lobola for me.
Shit.
I think maybe.
But shouldn't you pay lobola when you marry?
No, lobola is the thing that you pay because we've got a son is 8 years old.
Already?
Oh. My son is doing 9 years old in January.
He must fucking pay lobola. Now, what is lobola for a son already? What must he pay and to who?
Actually, he was supposed to pay lobola for my son to introduce himself at the time he just pregnant me to my family.
Of course.
To say, I'm the one who pregnant you.
Yeah.
But he didn't do that.
And what should he have given them?
He haven't do another.
But what should he give?
He have to do. My mom, she's not the one who's supposed to decide. The family.
Yeah.
They are the one who's supposed to decide how many cows they want.
So it's cows.
Cows. Wow. So they change cows in cash.
Like cash cow crusaders.
Yebo.
Yes.
Do they look at so how does affordability come into play here? Like, how do you decide as a family? So do they see, okay, he drives a Ford Laser outside, so he can only afford one cow, or he drives a BMW, so that's 10 cows or 10,000 rand?
No,
please
no.
Explain that.
They charge, like, because in my culture, when you fall pregnant,
yeah,
there's the money that they're supposed to pay. So he didn't do those things. So in other words, when we're going to get married, they're going to count all of those money. The one that's supposed to pay lawala for me, And then he have to pay lobola for my son also. He have to pay lobola for pregnant me before he marry me. You understand?
Sure. So it's a lot of stuff. He's got a account. He's got a bill running.
He actually have to pull his thing and go to sell and pay lobola.
Tell me, but what does his family say about you? Do they accept you because you're petty?
Yeah, actually they don't have choice because we do have a son.
You have the son now, so they have to accept.
But
you.
I don't trust Venda people, you see.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know most of the people they're telling me that Venda people they don't marry other cultures. You see. So my son, he's been asking his father, when are you going to marry my mom?
Yeah, like, good.
Every Sunday when we're watching like Perfect Wedding, my son can say so, like, that's not a joke. So, then that
no, it's not. I'm looking.
He's hitting me like every day. I was even telling Wengila last week, like, you know, my son is giving me a pressure. Like he's asking his father, when are you going to marry my mom?
Yeah.
Oh.
So last week Sunday, we've been like sitting and watching Perfect Wedding.
As a family, the three of you.
Yeah. And he said to me, Mama, can you write them a number? I say, for what? He say, for when are you getting married? I say, ask your father. And he asked his father, he say, Papa, when are you going to marry my mom? He was like, he didn't answer like exactly at the same time. He took like long time and he said next year. And my son said, next year when?
Good. He must put the pressure on now.
He's keeping a pressure on him. I don't like that. I want him to marry him when he feel like he want to marry me.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to rush to the thing.
Yeah.
But so, will he ever do it? You see, that's my problem.
Actually, then. Now he have to do it because it's already too late. Because he's been staying with me for 13 years.
It's too long. It's too long. Time. It's
so,
time.
So does your boyfriend, does he have like an accounting sort of credit and debit list? Because over the 8 years, he would have paid and helped pay for for school fees and for doctor's fees for your son and things like that. I'm sure he contributed. So can he subtract that from the lobola amount?
You know, sometimes I just ask him myself, is this guy ever realized that I'm getting old? You know, I don't want to be in that dress while I'm already old. I just want to be in that dress while I'm still sexy and young.
Exactly. You can't be in a wheelchair in a dress.
In a dress, you see.
Squeaking wheel.
But a main thing here, he have to pay for stay with me for those years.
Yeah.
He must pay. It's what I'm telling him every day. And I'm, you know,
What's his name?
Lefuno.
Lefuno?
Lefuno. Ulalela Lefuno.
Lefuno?
No,
are you hearing
Lefuno
this?
Is love, actually. Lefuno.
Lefuno, are you hearing this?
Ulalela kahle.
But tell me, let's get off the fucking vendors because they're terrible people. But the petty.
That actually, vendor people, they're not terrible. They're nice. You must watch Muvango. They're nice.
Okay, but the petty. Tell me the good characteristics of the petties.
Actually, I don't know that I'm petty or I'm tsonga.
Oh my God.
Because... I'm serious.
You Tsongdi or
Tsonga,
Shangani. You're Pega or Tsonga. Okay, what is what?
Shangani.
Okay.
Tsonga.
But what are you now?
Actually, because my mom, she's Tsonga and she married by Pedi. As I'm Venda, I'm going to marry by Venda. You see.
So what is Tsonga?
Tsonga is like those people from Tsonga people, Tsonga village. They're speaking Tsonga. Minjani, Aye, Mifukile, you see, it's other language. Yeah. It's not that difficult, it's because my mom's language.
What is I love you in Tsonga? In Tsonga.
Nakuranza.
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 Nakuranza wena.
Nakuranza wena. Nakuranza wena. Nakuranza Kaspa. Nakuranza wena. Nakuranza wena. Nakuranza wena. Nakuranza wena.
I like we got it.
You see.
Well done, guys.
Penny Penny said Tsonga. He's singing those songs with Tsonga language. Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yes.
Jane, I think we should welcome you as a member of our team.
Oh, yay!
Okay, now we can high five.
Oh, high five. Hola.
Nakuranza nena.
Nakuranza Kaspa. Nakuranza wena. Nakuranza Kaspa.
Unfortunately, we've got other people in the show now. So,
it's fine.
But next week we will continue with our culture section. I think I've got a culture Casper radio show. Just talk a bit to Jane and let me look for it.
I want to know, so why does the Venda language sound so different to all the other black languages?
Because Venda, they're so difficult. Venda is like, they're not Venda, I don't know how to describe Venda people actually, because they're not same with us. You must watch Muvanongo if you want to see about Venda. You know, first time first time when I go to Venda, I was so scared because they called all the family and they wanted me to sleep on the floor. It was so dusty. I was wearing my nice dress. I have to sleep on the floor.
Why do they do that?
To greet them.
Oh.
You know how do you do? Let me show you. You just take your head like this.
Yeah, she's getting up.
Okay.
Now she's on the floor. Jane is on the fucking floor. So is that how you greet them?
Wait, I need to take a picture of this.
But it looks like you are submitting to...
Until you're telling me to stand up. I don't have to stand up until you're telling me to stand
up. Okay, wait, lay down. How do I say stand up then?
Zoluga.
Okay, lie down. What did she say? Zoluga?
Yeah, and I don't know how to get up.
Zoluga. Zoloni.
Kaspandolebua.
Is that thank you?
Yes.
Kialiboha.
So now you started to introduce me to the family.
Ah.
Yes. I have to sleep until you say stand up.
Mama, this is Jane.
Hello, Jane.
Hello, Kaspar.
Hello, Papa. Ach, Papa, this is Jane.
Hello, Jane.
Hello, Kaspar, yes,
though. Kevin, my brother, this is Jane.
Hello, Jane.
Hello, dear. Okay. Welcome to the board.
Ngiyabonga.
Ngiyabonga. Me, I'm Bedi, actually. Kialiboha.
I'm gonna. Next time I meet new people, I'm gonna lie down on the floor.
You must lie down until know what I say.
Yeah. I like that.
Ons gaan vir jou lag.
Ja, maar hulle gaan weet wat die fok gaan aan. Ek gaan sê, wag, ek bied my respekte.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
yes.
What is it? This is now. But also like something to do with falling on the floor, but. When Grasha Masal, when Madiba died, so that week of mourning period, she also had to sleep on the floor with a blanket.
Even us, in our culture, when you mourn somebody, or like, especially if my boyfriend can pass away, I have to sleep on the floor for the week until they bury him. You don't have to sleep on the bed.
Yeah.
It's the culture, by the way. Mm. It's what we do in our culture. Mm. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I've just realized I've been speaking on the wrong mic for the whole show.
Because I'm here, you forget.
Yeah, but when I got up and I said, get up, then all of a sudden it was very loud and I had a little bit of wetness in my pants.
I'm here.
Because I was shocked with the sound and the loudness. Now I know why.
So now you can hear yourself.
Now I can hear.
Uh-huh.
Can we start again, please? I found our sting, so this will be our sting every week.
Gasper's Radio Show. Culture.
Bye.
It sounds amazing.
It was nice
look
to
at the look at the team clapping
they
hands.
Like everything.
There.
Oh yay!
Yay!
Woo! Welcome Jane to the board.
Welcome to the board.
Oh no cancer. Sinene.
Wamkele.
Once again, this is the show where you have to multitask with your brain. So we've been at a little bit of science fiction. We've got a little bit of another group, which name I will not mention, because our extra special guest is coming in just now. His name is Brendan Paper. If you don't know who that is, I will explain to you. Afrikaans means it's onmiddellik weet wie dit is. And ek het hom gevra wie is sy gunsteling Golden Oldie, en ons het daarvan nou al begin speel. Maar nou het hulle net fokken verdwijn. Ek weet nie waar hulle is nie. Dit is interessant. Waar is Lara? Lara, come in. Oh, I'm sure I must play something now. This? No. Ja, see. And Charlie, we're a bit in my car.
The boys of the Central Anchors. Presented by Bodytech.
Presented by Bodytech. Good morning, Lara.
How's it, Casper?
Oh, it's so good to see you again. You I haven't too. Seen you for weeks and ages.
I know.
So, Bodytech, are they here?
They're on their way, because I think they got the studios wrong. They thought you were broadcasting from their studios, so everybody was in Greenside.
Greenside?
Yes.
Did they think I was going to broadcast from Greenside?
Yes. So I met them there and I told them to come here, but they're in traffic on their way.
Jesus. Okay, what did you think of the... Okay, what happened was I spoke to Bodytech and I spoke to Laura. I said, look, this is the boss model... competition for the bosses, and it's presented by Bodytech. Do you want to try it? She said yes. So what happened?
So they set up an appointment and I went on last week Thursday, and yep. I loved it.
Really? What do you love about it?
That it's 20 minutes once a week.
It's like sex.
20 minutes once a week?
Yeah.
We'll have to discuss that with my husband, Shane. But if it gave me a workout, like Bodytech did, then we only need to do it 20 minutes once a week.
Ah, and you are now signed up.
I'm signed up. I've finished my session. I signed the paper. I'm for a year.
Fantastic.
But I want to know when this is going to be all frizz and bikini ready.
Oh, well, I suppose it will be soon. Because if you do it every week and it's an intense workout... Huh?
It feels like you getting electric shocks through your body, but in a good way.
Yeah.
It's like a hectic massage. But if you don't like clench your fists, then you're like a bit spares.
But can I ask a question? What conversation do you want to have with your husband?
About 20 minutes once a week.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Not twice a week. But he must work hard for that 20 minutes.
Okay, let me just work this out in my mind. Bodytech thought I was coming to them to broadcast.
Yes. And
out of
possible.
What? Out of my hall. How the fuck am I supposed to broadcast from a gym?
I don't know. And I was confused. So I phoned this morning and I was like, yes, definitely.
They
so
totally
then I got there.
And you went to Greenside now.
I went to Greenside and I was like, this isn't set up. I said, I'm telling you. And Casper's on air now, so we better get to the studio. So they were driving. I don't know. I beat them.
Well, there was some miscommunication.
Yeah.
There was some miscommunication because I said, we're going to talk to Laura about Bodytech and they can send someone here to explain some questions.
Mm.
But I can't broadcast from a gym.
Exactly.
Except
I
before.
Think the word studio maybe got misconstrued because you use studio and they use studio.
But what do they think? Do I have equipment inside my body that I can just broadcast wherever I go?
Well, that's how I phoned this morning. Yeah. I'm like, are you sure?
Ugh, Laura, I'm so sorry. But how's it going with the boys and girls of Central? Are we going to have people at the end that you will want to use?
We've got quite a few that we can use.
Look
and
at.
There's actually one we've already started using.
You see, that's the problem. You are fucking gulzig. What's gulzig in English?
Greedy.
You're greedy.
Yes.
You should have waited. But then, when are we going to do this?
We've got to sit and discuss it.
Somewhere in November,
by
hey?
End of November,
because Bodytech wants to know as well. Maybe we can do it at Bodytech. I don't know. Maybe then we can go to them.
Yeah, in Greenside. Greenside.
Yeah. And then we see a workout as the final challenge. A workout, all the models that's in the final.
That would be fun.
Yeah, and they all go, and we say, okay, you look the best, you look the best. Or something like that. And
yes.
Then Bodytech will be happy. Because
you've got to wear like a like a lycra or like a bodysuit kind of vibe.
Yeah, I know. No, he's done it. He's done it here.
I felt so sexy in those suits. Oh, they my were, God.
But you didn't
we
look
were
it.
Stunning. I bought my own now. I don't want to share.
Really? Yeah, we don't want to share.
Oh, fine. I've never gotten so many likes on Instagram. Like with that
Wait. Yes, they add. Let me just play it before Body Tech now cocks all over me.
I work 60 hours a week, spend 10 hours commuting, 12 hours catching up with the kids, 4 hours arguing with my ex-wife, and 8 hours keeping my new wife happy. But I spend only 20 minutes a week at the gym thanks to BodyTech, a high-intensity, time-efficient muscle strength and endurance workout supervised by qualified personal trainers. BodyTech uses advanced German electro-muscle stimulation technology, and there are over 20 studios nationwide. Book your discounted trial now at bodytech.co.za. That's Body, T-E-C. BodyTech. Welcome to a new fitness generation.
BodyTech, because there's the ad. The ad is out. Okay, now I've got an extra special guest with me, and an extra special guest means
extra special
guest. Lara, you're going to stay. You can talk to him as well. Maybe you can work yourself into a slot on the show as well, because Jane just worked herself into a fucking slot on the show. His name is Brendan Paper. And if you don't know his new CD, it's called Stop, Wach Nog a Bikkie. Stop, Wach, Play Nog a Bikkie. And I have got, for all of you people, a little opsomming of his CD. So have a listen.
Ek gaan nie opgedroom nie. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, it's even the stars. They burnings near your heart's lanes. Kijk en probeer alles raak te doen. We had our first dance in the sand. It was one hell of a cold. My met jou hart. Het is een carnaval, maar ons wil saam. Waar was jij? Ek draai my woorde om, as ek kyk in jou oë, waar ek myself verloor, sterker as woorde. Jy was so mooi, jou God, die derde. Beautiful arm. Beautiful arm. Wie kon van jou liefde het? Dit so makkelijk om jou liefde het.
There you go. Brendan, what do you think of that?
Dit is baie nice, ek is baie trots op jou, Kasper.
Dankie, ek het gesit en edit en swoeg hoor. Weet jy wat, nou, ek love jou CD.
Baie dankie.
Regtig, ek het gedink, jy ken my, ek is bykie aan die kantlijn, en ek het gedoog, het gaan nie die typische Afrikaanse kak wees. Was actually very nice. En vooral jou Engelse goed ook, is stunning, jou stem is internationaal.
Baie dankie.
Ja.
Dankie. Ek het baie Engels ook groot geword.
Ja.
So Engelse muziek gewys. Afrikaanse huis, Afrikaanse taal en alles. Maar my ouders is baie lief vir die oldies en so aan. Okay. En dis hoe ek lief geraak het vir Engelse country muziek.
Ja. Maar jy doen het baie, baie goed. As jy is dis gemengde taal op hierdie specifieke CD. En dit plan nie, nommer 1, dat het van Engels en Afrikaans te gaan. En as het Engels is, dan it could have been anyone, anywhere in the world.
Yes.
But Lara, you're a boss model. Scar, don't you think he could be a bar model?
He is so pretty.
Huh? Isn't
keep
he?
Him. I would keep him.
Donkey.
And if you ever decide not to do music, you can always come and model.
You can always model and do music.
He should enter Cliff Central.
Are you a model?
Akisni, yeah.
Well, talk to him.
I will.
Maybe he can be a winner.
Huh? Do you want to enter Boys and Girls of Cliff Central?
Ek sal het doen as jy my mooi vra.
Ons
vra. Hy wil gesubad wees.
It's extra income, Brendan. You know, that's how he actually became famous, is on YouTube, because he was singing, but of course the young girls were watching him.
Yes, and I can see why.
Yeah, and that's why I thought his CD would maybe be not good, but it's fantastic. It's a fantastic CD.
How old are you?
I'm 20 now.
Oh my God, he could be my child.
Doesn't matter. as long as he can model for you, and then he can make extra money, and then we as the Casper Radio Show have created another job for Brendan Paper. I mean, this is all a fairy tale.
Ben.
Mm. And the reason for that is because Bodytech was late, because there was a problem with the communication of them thinking I've got an antenna in my hall where I can somewhere enige plek uitsaai, and then I got you and Brendan together, and now he's got a modeling contract.
He does.
Amazing. Rara. Love how things get come together.
You really need to come and see us.
Thank you. Okay, done. Ek sal net 'n bietjie skeer voordat ek kom.
Wow.
No, we like it.
Nee.
Die melkbaartjie is.
That video we saw on YouTube, is dit jou eerste video wat jy gemaak het, en wie het dit gemaak?
Dit was my eerste video en Christian Botha het hom gemaak.
Was jy toe al gesign?
Ek was al gesign.
By?
By Sony Select.
Sony Select. Okay, en toe sê hulle, okay, dit is jou eerste song.
Yes.
Het jy daai song geskryf?
Nee, ek en Niels Koombi en Kosie van die Kerk, Ernst Kleinhans, ons almal het saam gesit in die liedjie geskryf.
Ek ken hulle almal. Ja. Niels Koombi ken ek baie goed. Die ander ou wat jy gesê het, Kosie?
Kosie van die
Kerk. Hy is die ex-select boss. Mm-hmm.
En Ernst is die
publicity ou ook.
Ja.
Ernst Kleinhans, ja, hy doen media publicity ook.
Nee, jy dink aan Ernst Swart.
Nee, Ernst Kleinhans.
Ernst Kleinhans is van die
Select.
Ja. Oh,
yeah. Okay, well, dit is 'n goeie song. Het werk, soos 'n bom. En ek hou van jou nuwe mix ook.
Baie dankie.
Yes. Luister hierna, mense. Ek het dit bietjie verkort. Net vir tyd. Maar ek gaan die hele ding speel, dat mense kan luister. Ek het net kan kry, want ek is blind ook. Stop. Dit sal seker BP. Dit beteken seker Brendan Paper stop, né? Ek dink so. Kom ons kyk.
Jou haare breng jou oorsels toe, ek hou van blauwe, ek hou van jou, skielik maak my wereld sin, die pas so mooi daar binnenin, nie dat ek dit so beplan nie, ek wil nie sonder jou aangaan nie. Geen woorde wat jou kan beskryf, jou lach, jou hart, perfecte lijf, mooier as die horizon, ek is verlief en dis hoekom, van nou af kan jy met my toer, ek het al klaar my hart vir jou verloor. Ek weet die tijd kan nou stilstaan, ek weet die tijd kan nou stilstaan.
in jou pyjamas.
Dit is Kasper Radio.
Shut up. Gavin, have we got any messages?
Yeah. Cornel fra, hi guys, what happened to the rest of the team?
Well, we've had some changes here. We got Jane Mujachi Bachachi. We got Gavin the Colored.
Woohoo! C-A-L-A-D.
Lara is trying her best for a job, and we have just maybe gone and got the winner for the boss modeling contract. I mean, it's a wonderful day.
Things are happening.
It's a wonderful day.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to Sexpo.
And we're going to Sexpo. Just remember, who's that asked that? Karen. Who asked that question?
Cornel,
just remember, we got a very small studio now. We're not, the old one was bigger. So we got less microphones, so it's difficult. I can't get the whole team in every day because then they've got to sit on top of each other to speak. So that's why I'm doing it in this way. Up close, personal, and intimate.
Exactly. And Betty Bangles, I would die if Betty Bangles sits on me.
You know, you would literally die.
Yeah.
And the other?
Okay, and Adrian. Is it Adrian? Also Adrian. Adrian from PE.
Yes, Adrian from PE.
Oh my goodness. Yes. Adrian say hello, Cassie and Gavin.
Hallo.
My here, it is daarom nice om julle stemme te kan hoor.
Ach, baie dankie. En ons is live.
Welkom terug, Gav. Oh, dankie, Adrian. Hey, Lara, jy moet bykie vir Roche Killian ook kry om in te skryf.
Who the fuck is Roche Killian?
I think Roche Killian is a fashion designer from Port Elizabeth. I'm not sure.
But is he a model?
Nee, ek dink hy's die een wat ek kan dink is baie goed.
Muscle Mary.
Nee, nie eers nie. Daar's te veel vet om muscle.
Oh, is vetty.
Ja, en hy sê of om in te skryf vir Klip Central. Hy is ook mos by julle by Boss Models Cape Town. O nee, dan is dit iemand anders.
Ja, but Lara's not Cape Town Boss Model, are you?
No.
She's just Gauteng.
She's Joburg.
Wat 'n lekker dag hier in PE. Lekker nawe vir julle. Groetnis Adrian. En dan skryf hy ook,
ja.
Hey Brendan.
Ooh.
Ek moet net sê jy's fucking hot. Ou. Ons love jou musiek, wanneer kom kuier jy 'n bietjie in PE, dat ek al die mollas by mekaar kan maak en oor sy te kan kom kuier.
You must realize that a lot of gay people will like you, you know?
Ja. Kyk, met die member online story het ek het besef. So ja, ek het niks teen dit nie.
Nee, dit is reg.
Solank mense net mekaar.
Wat definieer dit?
Kyk, as mense mekaar respekteer vir wat hulle is,
ja.
Dan behoort daar nie probleme te wees nie. So, kyk, ek is 'n stryd ou en ek het glad nie probleme daarmee nie.
Hoor jy Adrian?
Adrian, ek net sê sy muscles is baie groot en hy ja.
Dankie.
Ek sal nie sukkel nie.
Waar het jy groot geword?
Ek het groot geword in Kaapstad of eintlik Gordons Bay.
Ah.
En toe ek hoërskool toe gaan, toe trek ons Bloemfontein toe en dis waar ek nog steeds myself bevind. So ek bly nog steeds daar.
Bly nog steeds nou in Bloemfontein?
Ja, nog steeds.
Oh, we're gonna have to move him to Joburg.
Ja. Ek dink dit gaan werk hier.
Weet jy wat, as jy nou eers hier is, nou, jy sal sien is nogal lekker hier so.
Ek is te veel hier, dis hoekom ek...
Jy onttrek dan lekker...
Ek onttrek myself bietjie platteland toe, want dis waar ek wil wees.
Ek ken Bloemfontein baie goed ook, so ek verstaan, ek sal vir my lekker om daar te wees. Maar, aan die begin, in 1989, seker nog voor jy gebore is, toe is ek in Bloemfontein vir die eerste keer, en toe voel ek baie vyandigheid van die mense. Ek weet nie hoekom nie, maar die jaar daarna... Toe klik ons.
Ja.
En ek het sedertdien, ek was op die Sterrewagtheater, ek was by die ander Huguenot, ek was by die Stadskouburg, ek was by die Sandduplus, ek het oral opgetree in Bloemfontein, jaar na jaar.
So, okay, Bloemfontein is maar baie konservatiewe plek.
Ja, maar hulle het my nogal aanvaar met al my walglikhede. Ek moet sê. Hulle het seker gesien ek bedoel dit goed.
Ja.
Ons het vir Bodytech, hulle het gearrive. Nee, so ons sal nou met hulle praat. Wat ek nou wil doen, is ek het vir Brendan gevra om 'n gitaartjie te gryp. Voor hy sing, laat ek net gou, voor ek, Adrian by PE, kom in. I'm not doing the show in PE anymore. I'm gonna do it next year February. Adrian, plaas pressure met al jou molla mafia op die casino, is it Broadwalk in PE, dink ek?
Boardwalk.
ja, bored. Ek is bored, ek gaan walk. Gaan plaas play pressure, sê vir hulle, ons wil Kasper, ons wil Kasper, want hulle is 'n bietjie slap gehad. And so I decided to postpone it to next year. But the date is the 23rd of February 2017, okay? Adriaan, het jy my, skryf vir my boodskapie dat jy het gehoor het. So wat kan jy vir ons speel, Brendan?
Ek nie idee nie, het hang wat jy wil hoor.
Wat jou favorite song wat jy kan speel?
Ek kan vir julle die koor sing van my favorite song, my all time favorite.
Yes.
Okay.
Moet ek nog 'n gitaar by jou mic sit, andersom, nee, of is dit okay?
'n mic by my gitaar.
Ja, ek is die mic.
Klink naughty.
Ja.
Of is hy hard genoeg?
Ek op my ore is ek fine.
Okay.
Every long lost dream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart, they were like northern stars, sending me on my way into your loving arms. This much I know, it's true, that God blessed the broken road that led me straight to you. Every long lost dream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart, they were like northern stars, sending me on my way into your loving arms. This much I know, it's true, that God blessed the broken road that led me straight to you. Mm.
Woohoo!
You see what I mean? The international sound.
Mm. I love that voice. That's very, very... I took a video.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to post it on our Facebook
page. Put it on our Facebook page.
So that the listeners can... And especially Adrian, so that he can see it like...
Ja, she's toch. Dat hulle kan sien. Okay, nou, ek gaan vir jou vra, as jy het ken, dan speel jy, as jy het nie ken, sien het van jy ken het nie, want ek weet nie, jy het so baie om in te haal, jy is so jonk, so jy dalk weet, ken nie al die songs. We had sun, we had donuts in the sun, what's that song, ken jy dit? We had joy, we had fun, we had season.
Ja, ja, ek ken hom,
maar
jy kan hom
nie speel. Okay, ken jy iets van ABBA? Ek love ABBA.
ABBA.
Nee, jy sien, dis...
Fast Cars,
Tracy Chapman. Dis millennials, hulle fucking Fast Cars.
Listen to that.
Ek ken nie die woorde nie.
Sing, Gavin.
Dis alright, dit klink baie mooi.
Dankie.
Hoekom is dit altyd as mense song wil kies, dan weet jy nie. Laura het song, wat kan hy sing? Oh, do you know The Gambler?
The Gambler, ja.
Oh, I love The Gambler. Okay, so.
Dis die eerste liedjie wat ek kon speel op 'n gitaar.
Yay! Ek gaan 'n bietjie saam sing.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound to nowhere, I met up with a gambler, we were both too tired to sleep. So we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness. The boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, so now I made my life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind me saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice. You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money while it's sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the deal ends done.
Oh, wasn't that beautiful? Doom, 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 doom. The Gambler. Kenny Rogers. Sorry, my darling.
Do you know anything by Tears for Fears?
Tears for Fears.
I love Mad World.
It's Mad World.
Remember, he's only 20.
True.
Okay, what we're going to do, we'll think of songs. I'm going to write down, yeah. But what I want to do is I want to talk to Brendan about his Golden Oldie choice. Because we got a section here called Stoff Poopies. Let's quick.
Yay,
go there.
Oh, what do I eat today? Ooh. It'll have to be Sandwich Baron as I get free delivery. But what? A crunchy salad? Or fresh French bread with a variety of quality fillings? Maybe a giant baked potato cooked to perfection, topped with creamy mushroom sauce, crispy bacon, and a goodly helping of cheddar cheese. At Sandwich Baron, you can order online. No hassle, no fuss. Only register once with a store of your choice. Order online at sandwichbaronstore.co.za. Over 60 stores nationwide to choose from. Sandwich Baron, undeniably delicious.
Stoff Poopies, Fun Day 8. Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
Okay, so he sent me via his management the name of the group, especially a song he likes very much. But I've got some examples of the song. Examples. What examples? I got some examples right here. I don't know any of their other songs except for that very well-known song, which we will not mention yet. Let me play another one of them, and we see if you can recognize this. Oh, no, that's the one. No, fuck off. No. Oh, this one. Oh, stop. This is our old fuck-up. Oh, my goodness. No, we will know. No. Oh, my goodness. I gave it away.
Oh, what was that?
No. Shh. I've got it twice loaded, you see. Oh, yeah. Listen to this. Oh, my God. So who's this? Do you know, Laura?
No.
No, neither do I. So tell us about them. Don't say their name yet.
Okay, so they are a band from Massachusetts.
Oh.
That should give it away. Just
yeah, because
ever so
what
slightly.
Is in Massachusetts? There's something like the main city of Massachusetts, yeah?
Mm-hmm. And the main guitarist and producer is Tom Scholes, or Scholes, or whatever.
Scholes. Was that Afrikaans?
Scholes.
Tom Scholes.
Yeah, is your aunt Scholes a broer?
And their best songs are...
Don't mention that one that I played now.
Okay.
Mention all the other cuck ones you don't know.
Okay, cool. So, they have sold, in total... 75 million copies around the world, of which 31 million is just from America. Have you ever?
No, never.
And so the lead guy started writing music in 1969 while studying at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. And that's when he started joining. He joined a band called 4Play. And then, but that's not the name of the band, and this is where he met the other guys like Barry, go-to drummer, Jim Mander.
Oh, sorry.
Yes. This is a very exciting.
Very, very, very interesting.
Very exciting.
Ooh,
stuff
this is very interesting.
It's amazing.
Okay, let's say the name. Say the name.
Boston.
It's Boston, like in a tea party. Yeah, it's Boston.
Thank you for saving me from my misery.
Well, Boston had a lot of songs, which I've got your rock and roll band.
Wait, hang on.
Oh, sorry?
Pronounce of Boston, die
Massachusetts.
Massa what?
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
No.
What?
That is a massive two shits, you said. Massive two shits. I've got massive two shits. Then go to the bathroom. Massachusetts. And the lights all went down in Massachusetts.
I know you sound just like, oh my God. Bee Gees.
Massachusetts. Glinda, Massachusetts, sold me my house, but Boston is in Massachusetts.
So you think that I'm the only crazy one?
No.
On this team?
Massachusetts. Massachusetts. I mean, really.
I've got a headache after that.
Yeah. Where were you last night? Were you drinking?
I only had Savannah.
Let me take a picture.
But how much?
I had four Savannahs, and I closed the bar. It was a new bar. It's a new bar in Maboneng precinct called Industry. Oh, it's cool. Fabulous.
Adrian sent another message.
Okay, kom ons kyk wat sê Adrian. Adrian sê, ach nee, my donor, met vier uitroeptekens. Ek het so uitgesien daarna. Die fokkers. Die boardwalk is regtig besig om nou my verkeerde kant te kom.
Myne ook.
Ach nee, hoekom doen jy dit nie by die opera huis nie? Dit is so mooi daar.
I've been there before, it's like the numbers before nights, you see.
Nee, ek hoop die etter wat so slap gat is, kry 'n moerse dooskramp die hele naweek.
Adrian, ons het gaste.
Ek is nou mal soos in mal in my kop. Ek gaan nou gaan stryk voor die hotel, hoor my.
Ja, sê nou vir hulle, waar's Kasper, en dan sê hy Massachusetts. Okay, so die song wat Brendan gekies het, is 'n song wat regtig waar goed is.
Yes.
Hoekom hou jy so baie van die song?
Ek hou baie van die band en dit is regtig 'n awesome song, is waarmee ek groot geword het.
Wat ek love van die song, ons gaan nou dit hoor, is dat op 'n stadium gaan die vocal oor in die gitaar en mens kan nie agterkom waar eindig vocal, waar begin gitaar nie.
Yes.
Nee, dis stunning daai, stunning gemix. Okay, so that song is obviously More Than a Feeling. I'll shut up now. And we listen to it. There we go. You see, that's the one I wrongly played now. But now we listen to it. And I think I'm going to switch myself off. You are listening to the Casper Radio Show, and this is the magical sounds of Boston. More than a feeling. I don't know what is more than a feeling, but it's apparently something. And it was chosen by our exclusive, extra special guest, Brendan Paper, who has just vacated his seat quickly because Bodytech has arrived after a major communication gap. So goodbye, Boston. Brendan will see you just now, and I say hello to Juan 23. How are you, Jean?
Ek is baie lekker, en jouself, dokter?
Dankie, ek is so bly jy het hier uitgekom.
Ja, nie eventueel, nee.
So, het jy, who put you through your paces, Laura?
Barry, who's...
I don't know Barry.
Barry is in the Greenside
branch. Yeah, he's the Greenside studio manager. Yeah.
Is he also nice looking?
He is.
Okay, but the others, because he's a good-looking, John. And,
everybody's got really good bodies.
What's the other guy? Dom. He's also very good-looking.
That's my son's name.
Oh.
Oh, really? How old's your son?
11.
Oh, shame. So you're older than you look.
I am.
It's fantastic, Laura.
No, but Laura looks so young.
I'm turning 43. And I'm proud of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're fantastic. Okay, so what happened?
So I went, I wasn't expecting much because one of the girls in my office had done this before, and she said to me, oh my God, it's going to be so difficult and you're going to feel like you want to vomit. And I absolutely loved it. So I signed up straight away, but I want to ask Juan.
You can actually say Jean.
Jean, okay.
Don Juan.
To explain how it actually works, because for me it like they run electrical current through your muscles, yeah, and then you do exercises.
Sounds kinky.
It was awesome, and it's 20 minutes.
A week.
Yeah, that's basically a week, yeah. Okay, so basically, Laura, what you actually had, your brain actually produces impulses to create a muscle contraction. With this machine, it actually sends the impulse right through from the machine to your the specific area you want to contract, and it actually makes that muscle contract maximally. Okay, so the benefit of this training would be its maximal contraction, simultaneous muscle contractions on 8 different body parts. Okay, so that's why it's only 20 minutes a week. Some people can do it more than once a week, but it's also depending on the individual, if I can say that.
Yeah. Spillage. Don't worry.
Got it covered. Okay, yeah. So
did you understand that?
I did, but yes. I want to know why I can only do it once a week. Because okay. I think I could handle more than once a week.
You can, like I said, it's as long as there is between 4 and 5 days in between your sessions, you can do that. But I would say if you have done it, if you never trained before, and if you actually have started it now, I would actually give your body like 10 weeks or 10 sessions before you can actually go on with another 2 sessions a week. Okay. There's another thing your body actually does with normal training as well. It breaks down your muscle. Okay, I don't know if you're familiar with that. So your muscle gets microfiber tears in it, and it actually breaks it down a little bit more, and it builds up a a much bigger and stronger structure. Okay, so with the machine, it's actually very intense. If you take a normal conventional training session, of high-intensity interval training session, it takes about... let's say 45 minutes. Like I said, with this training from Bodytech, you can actually do it in 20 minutes. So full muscle simultaneous contractions. Okay. There's another thing we can measure, or the doctors measure it with, is if your muscles actually breaks down, it actually breaks down at CK level. So it's creatine kinase. Okay. So basically, if you do high intensity training at the gym, let's say for Virgin Active, for instance, your levels could be up to 3,500 CK units per liter of blood. Okay. With our machine, we can actually up it to 50,000 up to 120,000 CK units per liter. So that's significantly higher. So hence it is very intense. Your body breaks down to a certain extent, and then after 3 or 4 days, so the delayed onset of muscle soreness, your body actually starts building itself up again. So
that is why Gavin, after 3 days, couldn't move.
Yes, basically, yeah.
I just want to know how soon it is until I can get into a bikini.
Oh, okay. No. It's also, yeah, it depends. It depends.
How long will it take?
Yeah. How long? I'm going away in December.
Okay.
Will you be ready?
I want to know.
Yeah, let's quickly handle that question. Okay, so basically how it works is we can tell you, you can see results up to from the first 2 to 4 sessions, okay? But it's also depending on your individual diets. Oh, well, I wouldn't say diet, but your lifestyle. Diet's basically a word you use to swear at people. But in any case, okay, your lifestyle has to be a little bit more prone to eat a lot more during the day, but smaller portions. So your metabolism has to you actually stay quick or fast, if I can say that.
So it's like the small hamburger from McDonald's 5 times a day. I can do that.
And one
I
chip.
I wouldn't mind. Yeah,
one little chippy. At a time.
At a time.
Yeah, so basically it's the smaller meals you can actually have in between. Okay, obviously not about burgers and stuff, but much more healthier foods like basmati rice, your pastas and stuff like that. And then you can start seeing results. Your body actually uses the energy from your from the fat stores, and it actually converts it to energy, so it burns more fat.
Okay, so right. And I have to combine cardio? Yes, no.
For sure.
There's a question that came all the way from Ireland for you, John.
Ireland.
Cindy Mundo said, just to let you know, I'm here as always, just on and off because of work. Love Yella. And then she also says, is BodyTech any good for weight loss, or is it just good for toning after you've lost weight?
That is a very good question. Okay, basically, it's just like I explained just now. BodyTech actually uses pure strength training. So that's maximal muscle contractions. Okay, so it doesn't help a lot. You can lose up to 4 to 5 kilos just with the machine. Okay, obviously a little bit of cardio as well. But if you want to do more than that, I would suggest obviously proper diet and then a lot more cardio during the day.
Why is life so unfair?
I know.
Why do we have to suffer to look good? I don't understand that.
I think our weight should be judged by how nice we are.
Yes.
And the nicer you are, the skinnier you get.
The better you look.
Like,
yeah.
Murderers would be like obese sitting in prison, and that would be fine.
So, yeah. Casper, you're out of the equation there. So you're a murderer now.
Huh? Yeah. How dare you? He says I'm a murderer because I'm so fat.
But you would be as thin as a rake. According to my theory.
You would use me in your garden with your rake.
Exactly.
As your rake. Is there any other question? Because we have to move on now.
I want to know if you're going to get very frizz. Because I don't want to bodybuild this body.
No, no.
No. If you get frizz, you know what you're going to look like? Martina Navratilova.
Yes, that would be very bad.
Because you get the same kind of face, but you're much more beautiful.
Maybe your husband's not going to like you.
No, not even.
No, but if you're going to be muscly, you're going to play tennis and you're going to
swim and everything. Okay, no, you're not going to get big with that. With ladies, it's not. Well, like I said, it's a pure strength training. So there's a little bit of a difference between hypertrophy training, strength training, and cardiovascular training. So what we do is strength training and a little bit of hypertrophy. Hypertrophy being size, gaining in size, but we...
What? Hyper what?
Hypertrophy.
Hi, what's your hypertrophy?
Hypertrophy.
I've got my hypertrophy right here in my pants.
And you from Boston.
That's it. Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. It's more than a feeling.
Can I ask, where are you going in December?
Kenton-on-Sea.
Wow. That's amazing. And where is it?
In the Eastern Cape somewhere. I think.
That sounds divine.
Yeah. But you look good, Laura. You're just going to look toned now.
That's more. What I want.
Yes. Yeah. No,
because I've never put in any effort to exercise in my life.
No, this is perfect.
BodyTech is
this
perfect.
This is my business, yes.
Yeah. BodyTech is perfect for that. And remember that BodyTech will be present when we do the Boys and Girls of Cliff Central Boss Model Final. Then we'll see you there as well. Jean.
Fabulous.
And Dom and Ben and who the hell.
We need to have a BodyTech off for our final.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, for sure. We have the machines there and then they can relax because, we will have the machines there. Okay, well, thank you very much for being here.
Is 'n groot plesier. Thank you for you.
Lekker om te sien jou weer en jammer oor die miskommunikasie vroeër.
Nee, dis alles in jak.
Maar weet jy wat, Jean?
Jebel.
Jy's 'n lang pad mens. Weet jy dit?
Al die pad, ja.
Wel, dit was 'n cue. Brendan sing. Dat sê.
Ek wens ek kon die tyd weer terugdraai. Maar het beter gebruik, want hierdie hart is nog seer, nog te veel wat hy wil leer, voor die groot afskeid. Ek weet jou hart het nodig om af te koel, maar het keer nie die trane wat oor my wange spoel, want jy so lang wat mens vir my.
So guess who's this?
Casper De Vries.
All the way down in Massachusetts.
BG.
Barry Gibb. Barry Gibb has got a new CD out, people. He's the only surviving BG. I really feel sorry for him.
He's got a CD out.
He's got a new CD out, yeah. It's called In The Now. In The Now. His mother died as well. She was 905.
Oh, Lord.
So every Bee Gee is dead now, except for poor Barry, who is staying alive, staying alive.
But wasn't Barry like the founder or the big...
Yeah, he's the big brother. He's the big brother, and he's dead now. No, he's not dead. So, Brendan, we listened to your song, Lang Pad Mens. Jy het 'n nuwe CD uit, eksklusiewe uitgawe, dubbel CD. En ek het gister daardeur geluister, and I tell you, I love it. It's a fantastic CD, you know. And you got new, jy het die video's hier op, wat gaan nie aan?
Ja, daar is 3 video's op. 3 musiekvideo's.
Stop, wag, bly nog 'n bietjie. Dis die een wat jy met die perde hardloop of iets.
Ek was die perd.
Jy was 'n perd, ja.
No, Lord. Moenie dit vir Adrian sê nie.
Glo jy in reïnkarnasie? Ja, ek was 'n perd, maar nou is ek 'n mens. Ja, ek was 'n perd. Ja, o, ja, ja, ja. Die perfekte een vir my en Tafelberg vir 2, okay? En dan is daar 'n album. Adrian, dis die album vir jou hierdie, my skat. It's Wallpapers. Alles. En iets soos 22 tracks op. Dis, ja. Jo. Maar, so hoe het jy onder die aandag gekom van Sony? Het jy audisie gaan doen, het jy demos ingestuur, wat het jy gedoen?
Ek het deur die dag het ek by 'n fees gaan rondloop, by die Vryfees en
ja,
die vraakie ouens, ja, ja, die
Vryfees in Vryburg
in Bloemfontein.
O. Oh.
En ek het die ouens gevra by die verhoog, kan ek asseblief net soos 15 minute sing? Geen minuut kans en hulle het gesê, okay, kom hierdie tyd. Ek dink het was soos 5 uur die middag. Toe het ek nog 'n rugby game gespeel. Ons het 'n liga game gespeel somewhere. Toe kom ek terug en ek was nog in my rugby kouse. Toe gaan ek gou vir 15 minute op die verhoog en Niels Kombe het op die feesterrein rondgeloop. Ah. Hulle was toevallig in Bloemfontein en hy het ingeloop.
That's
en,
amazing.
Ja, toe vra hy my ma se nommer en dis hoe hulle my in die hande gekry het.
Okay, maar Niel, bly Niel nie nou in Bloemfontein nie?
Niel bly nou in Bloemfontein, ja.
Kyk hoe werk die lewe, hè?
Ja.
Dat klink net soos Johan se stem. Hey, kyk hoe werk die lewe. Wow! So, jy moes 'n rugby game gespeel het, om in rugby kouse te gaan staan, so dat Niels Kombe op daai stadion verby loop, ja, en jou ma gaan bel.
Wow.
Amazing.
En die cheetahs doen is ongelooflik.
Ja, ongelooflik.
So, then, het hulle dan toe hierdie CD opgeneem, alles, of het hulle eers stop, wacht, bly by dinge, wacht, kan ek het oorsê? Stop.
Wacht, bly nog een bietjie.
Het hulle dit eers opgeneem, of het hulle alles klaar opgeneem?
Ons het stop, wacht, bly nog een bietjie opgeneem, en om as een single vrygestel, en
En toe werk het.
Ja, toe maak ons vir hom 'n video en ek dink die video
Die video het hierdie ding gedoen, ja, want ons het nog daaroor gepraat op hierdie show ook. So kyk hierdie nuwe video, so ou met 'n perd en dan was 'n klomp sulke girls, gespulsmeisies wat so giggel en dan spuit jy hulle nat of something.
Nee, hulle val in die dam.
Jy sien ek onthou niks.
Kyk, ek is baie baie skaam in die music video. Ek is eintlik maar oor die algemeen 'n baie skaam teruggetrokke ouetjie.
Ja, maar jy sê jy's jonk so, nog.
Hulle het, sy het in die water geval en ek het ophou die perd was. So, toe hardloop ek en toe gaan help ek haar uit die dammetjie.
Ah, I love it. En het enige van hierdie CD's, het jy enige van hierdie tracks geskryf? Skryf jy muziek?
Ja, ek skryf self ook en met die hulp van Koosie hulle en Niel hulle veral. Hulle doen baie moeite om die liedjies te verbeter en dit meer kommersieel te maak.
Speel 'n bietjie iets van jou eie nou. Jy het mos 'n gitaar daar. Kom ons hoor gou 'n stukkie.
Ja, wat wil julle hoor?
Enigiets van jou eie. 'N Paar goed. Ek sal vir jou sê nee, ja, nee, ja. Ek is nou soos 'n producer.
Ek wil julle stop wag bly nog 'n bietjie speel.
Nee, here, ons ken dit al. Speel jou eie compositions.
My eie compositions?
Ja, wat ons nie van weet nie, eksklusief. Eksklusief op die Casper Radio Show, Brendan Piper, met nog ongepubliseerde werke, Die Treffers van Môre, nou. Nou. Okay.
Hoe dink jy sal ek dit ooit verstaan? Jy is in jou eie wentelbaan. Maar vat my hand en kom net saam. Ek sal veg vir jou tot alles vergaan. Maak net seker, jy vat my hand. Maar sonder jou is ek niks nie. Sonder jou is ek stof. Sonder jou is ek niks nie.
Dis beautiful, dis beautiful. Dit is as lied van môre. Daar het julle nou gehoor, die 2017, dit is, allemaal is dood dan. 2017 treffer van Brendan. Dis beautiful, Brendan.
Dank je.
Ja, vir wie het jy dit geskryf?
Future wife.
Ja, for future wives, okay. Jy sien, dit is die groot probleem nou met jou, is jy mag nou single bly vir so lank as moontlik. Dat jy, want dit is mos nou die groot ding met popsterre, jy mag nie attached wees nie, want dan koop hulle nie jou stream hulle nie jou CDs nie, of whatever.
En dan begeer hulle nie vir jou nie.
Dit is baie unfair.
It's baie unfair. I agree. En dit is my probleem ook. Dit is waarom ek nooit getrou het nie. Want so baie girls soek my. Hoe durf jy lach, Kevin? Konse story kan ek nie opneem nie, want ek het 'n probleem met my audio by die huis, maar... Thank you people for asking me about Konse story. Ek het 'n spesiale omnibus weer opgesit nou op Klip Central se app. Gaan luister, daar's 'n hele paar episodes op, dan hou dit jou Konse story onttrekking in beheer. Lara, thank you for being here and for making miracles today. We're going to take pictures with Brendan now and we're going to see what's going to happen. Thank you for being here.
It's a pleasure. I love it.
It was great. Always great having you here. Thank you, Jane, for coming in and talking a load of cuck. And thank you, Gavin.
It was my pleasure, sir.
Duncan, Alicia... Yeah.
En Simba, not part of any show anymore.
Cornel, wat is jou fucking probleem?
Cornel, okay. So we need to say, Cornel
Duncan, just sent us Duncan a message. Is not, he's with Touch now.
Yes.
They have divorced us.
Yes.
Touch is in the big studio, we are in the small studio.
Yes.
Alicia has left us because she's got a new job.
Yes, we said goodbye to it. It was a teary affair.
Yes, so Cornel, gaan paar podcasts terug, dan kan jy alles hoor. Simba will be dropping in now and then, but he's not part of the show anymore because Thank Simba you. Is everywhere.
Thank
if he's
you.
Not in a music video, he is modeling. Mm. If he's not modeling, he is advertising something. He's really doing well for himself. That is our Simba. Now I must play this song and then I'm going to ask a very, very extra special guest. Brendan, thank you for being by. Thank you that you was, Brendan.
It's
a great pleasure. And he's a very nice man. You're going to be, you have your whole life for, so there's going to be changes, and you're going to become a diva one day, and then just get out of that again.
I will not say changes, that's all klaar, Bart.
Yeah, my little.
It's all the bodily changes.
It's difficult when you're in the limelight and you get all this attention to stay
humble.
Yeah, I've been through that. I've been a fucking diva, but I'm back to
being humble. Your humble beginning. That's amazing.
But good luck because you're gonna make it. Hey, you're gonna be and especially you're gonna be international because you sing so well in English. Now I want to play. Goodbye, and then I want to ask you, can you eat from Justin Bieber, Brendan?
Yeah, I could like record from Justin Bieber, Love Yourself. Hy is ook op die album beskikbaar.
Slaan my oor die kop met 'n Teflon pan.
Precies, okay, waar is die Teflon pan?
Wat is die liedjie se naam?
Love Yourself.
I said al.
Wag, ek soek dit nou. Ah, oh, the fuck. Daar's hy, nommer 21, akoestiese lewendige opname, Love Yourself. Okay, ons gaan daarmee nou... I'd spiel. Go for it, Brendan.
Woohoo! My tuning is a bit out.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, I know that. All the times that you rain on my parade, and all the clubs you get in using my name. You think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care, I don't. But you still hit my phone up, maybe I've been moving on. And I think you should be something I don't want to hold back. Baby, you should know that. My mama don't like you, she likes everyone. And I never liked to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. If you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
Go and love yourself.
Bye-bye, mean sir.
Goodbye, stay well. Bye-bye,
bodyguard.
Goodbye,
stay well.
Don't tot ziens, bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.